The album was produced by John, and he's helped out on the record by Ken Asher on keyboards, David Spinoza on guitar, Gordon Edwards on bass, Jim Keltner on drums, Michael Brecker on sax, Sneaky Pete Kleinow on pedal steel guitar, and John as Dr. Winston O'Boogie and Los Paranoias on guitar, clavichord, and percussion. On December 7th, 1973, just in time for Christmas, Paul McCartney presents us with a great new album called Band on the Run. This new Apple recording began under very strained conditions for Paul.
Band on the Run was one of those which was going to be fully a Wings album. Mm-hmm. And we had Denny Seiwell and Henry McCulloch and Denny Lindrum herself. And what happened was they failed to turn up. We had a big kind of thing, and it was one of those numbers, and just they kind of said, I don't want to go to Lagos and record this album, man, sorry. And it was like I was left in the lurch the last minute. It was literally an hour before we were getting the plane to go on this trip to Africa to record.
So out of the problems came an excellent pop album. It features some fine arrangements, great melodic lines, good harmonies, and some fascinating rhythms originating from Paul's love of African drumming.